thanks for joining us. We continue to pray through the Bible. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, one of my favorite verses. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to be silent. The twins of fear and doubt roll in like 30-foot waves and crash onto the shores of our souls. They produce anxiety that leads to more fear and what-if questions that lead to more doubt. Have you ever experienced those waves of fear and doubt? Maybe you're experiencing them now. On their freedom march from slavery in Egypt, the Israelites encountered a problem. They looked back to see the powerful Egyptian army in pursuit, and they looked ahead to see an uncrossable sea. They were terrified, and they cried out in fear. And Moses calmed them with these words. He said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." You know the rest of the story. God divided the sea, and they crossed on dry ground. So in our lives, here they come, rolling in the waves of fear and doubt, sometimes caused by sickness or job loss or relationship breakup, illness of a loved one, discouragement, divorce, death. You can't stand up under the force of the crashing waves. And you know what? You don't have to. The Lord will absorb the powerful force for you. You need only to be still. So a couple talking points. Ask God to calm your heart with His peace. Ask God to alleviate your doubt, replacing it with faith. Ask God to help you wait on Him and watch for Him to work. And then secondly, ask God to calm your heart about your children, the challenging one, the wandering one, the one living far from God. Ask God to fight for you on behalf of those who hold your heart in their hands, your children. And then today, no doubt, things are going to come up that's going to jolt you out of your heart calmness. So just be ready for it. Just continue to ask God to help you be still and find peace in Him throughout the day.